Hashtag AQA L-Level PE Podcast. Globalization in Sport. Intro music fades in and out. Host. Hello and welcome to the A-Level PE Study Guide Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're tackling a huge topic that has completely reshaped modern sport, globalization. In the next 10 minutes, we'll break down exactly what it is, how it works, and most importantly, how you can write a top band answer to nail those crucial AO1, AO2, and AO3 marks in your AQA exam. Ready? Let's get started. Transition sound. Host. So, what exactly is globalization in a sporting context? For those initial AO1 marks, you need a precise definition. Think of it as the process of sport developing into a worldwide commercial industry, breaking down geographical barriers. The key driver of this is a concept examiners love, the golden triangle. Imagine a triangle. At the top, you have sport itself, the game, the athletes, the competition. It's the product. On the other two corners, you have media and sponsorship. The media, think Sky Sports, BBC, Amazon Prime, pays enormous sums for the rights to broadcast live sport to a global audience. This has a huge impact, influencing everything from kickoff times to the introduction of video referees to make it a better TV product. Sponsorship is the third corner. Global brands like Nike, Adidas, or Coca-Cola pay to associate themselves with successful teams, events, and athletes, gaining worldwide exposure. These three elements are interdependent. They feed each other. More media coverage attracts more sponsors, which pumps more money into the sport, which in turn makes it a more attractive product for the media. That's the golden triangle, and you must be able to explain it. Another core concept, and this is vital for hitting AO2 application marks, is freedom of movement. You absolutely must connect this to the Bosman ruling of 1995. This was a landmark European Court of Justice decision that allowed professional footballers in the EU to move freely to another club at the end of their contract without a transfer fee. It revolutionized football, leading to the diverse international super squads we see in the Premier League or La Liga today. It increased talent migration and arguably raised performance standards as the best players could move to the top leagues. So, we have the theory, but for AO3, you need to evaluate the consequences. Is globalization good or bad? You need a balanced argument. On the positive side, it's driven huge financial investment into sport, created global fan bases, and allowed talent to flourish on the world stage. But there are significant negatives. Many argue it leads to a loss of national identity, with top clubs having few local players. It can cause player burnout due to a packed international fixture list. And critically, it widens the gap between the rich and poor clubs, creating elite super leagues that dominate financially, leaving smaller clubs behind. A balanced evaluation of these points is key to an AO3 heavy 15 mark question. Transition sound. Host. Let's talk exam tips. A common mistake is just describing the golden triangle. That's AO1. To get AO2 and AO3 marks, you must analyze its impact. For example, don't just say Sky Sports shows the Premier League. Say Sky Sports' demand for a compelling broadcast product led to the rescheduling of matches to peak viewing times, like Monday Night Football, directly impacting players and fans. See the difference? You're linking the cause to the effect. Another pitfall is ignoring the negatives. Examiners want a critical eye. Always present both sides. For a 15 marker, a good structure is: define globalization and the golden triangle, AO1, apply it to examples like the Olympics or the NFL in London, AO2, and then dedicate separate paragraphs to evaluating the positive and negative impacts, AO3, before a concluding judgment. Transition sound. Host. Okay, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause, then give the answer. Cover and recall. 1. What are the three corners of the golden triangle? Pause. Sport, media, and sponsorship. 2. What key legal case is essential when discussing freedom of movement in European sport? Pause. The Bosman ruling of 1995. 3. Name one positive and one negative impact of globalization on sport. Pause. Positive. Increased revenue or raised performance standards. Negative. Loss of national identity or player burnout. How did you do? If you got all three, you're in a great place. Transition sound. Host. So, to summarize, globalization is the worldwide expansion of sport driven by the interdependent relationship of the golden triangle. It has enabled freedom of movement for athletes, exemplified by the Bosman ruling, and has had both significant positive and negative consequences that you must be able to critically evaluate. For the exam, remember to go beyond description AO1 and analyze the impacts AO2 and AO3, providing a balanced argument with specific examples. That's all for today's episode on globalization. Thanks for listening to the A-Level PE Study Guide podcast. Outro music fades in.